WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 51 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. No injuries were reported last night dealing with four small grass fires at Texas World Speedway. There was also no report of the fires threatening tens of thousands of salvage vehicles parked on the grounds following Hurricane Harvey. The chief of the South Brazos County Volunteer Fire Department, Chet Barker, says the fires, which were ignited by downed electrical lines, were under control within 30 minutes of the first call. That's despite waiting for BTU and Energy to cut power lines that were in the fire zone. A third line was laying across a semi that had been vacated by the driver. While the fire was being extinguished, there was a traffic backup on Highway 6. Southbound motorists were backed up past University. A College Station City Council majority supports more flexibility in the requirements for bicycle parking at most retail and commercial businesses and some other buildings. Mayor Carl Mooney and Councilman John Nichols supported recommendations from two city committees.
You're going to let me have bike corrals? I'm going to take two of those parking spaces. I'll make two of those parking spaces bike corrals, and now I can park 16 bikes there instead of just maybe four or however many that we otherwise might require. And there's your market-driven approach.
A market-driven approach, but in the sense that you're giving an option.
Oh, sure.
Either this or that, but you still have a requirement.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm fine with that if that's what you're calling market-driven. But if you're calling market-driven, say you don't have to put anything in unless you want to, I don't agree with it.
Jerome Rectrick was the only council member wanting to leave the decision of bicycle parking up to the property owner.
If a business owner feels it is beneficial to him or her to have bike racks, they obviously are going to put bike racks in there. And if it's not beneficial, they're not.
Recommendations include increasing the number of bicycle parking spaces in mixed-use developments and requiring bicycle parking outside churches. Recent plea agreements reached with the Brazos County District Attorney's Office results in prison for repeat offenders.
31-year-old Ernesto Resendez O'Brien admitted to possessing a sawed-off shotgun as a convicted felon and possessing cocaine and marijuana. He was sentenced to 4 years for those offenses, which took place in April. According to online records, Bryan police arrested him in May for a vehicle burglary and in June for drug possession. That makes 18 appearances in the Brazos County Jail in the last 13 years. A Bryan woman arrested 15 months ago is admitted to drunk driving for the fourth time. 59-year-old Grace Galvez was sentenced to 4 years. This followed multiple motorists reporting to College Station police a possible intoxicated driver at Welburn and Rock Prairie in August of last year. She was stopped by CSPD in Bryan on Carter Creek Parkway by Tanglewood Park. Two of three men have admitted to their part in three residential burglaries in South College Station and a high-speed chase in and in suburban Houston. 26-year-old Enrique Bravo of Houston was sentenced to 25 years and paying $500 restitution. That's after Bravo pleaded guilty to participating in the break-ins and driving the getaway car. Earlier this year, 27-year-old Marlon Cole of Houston was sentenced to 25 years in order to pay restitution of nearly $7,000. A third co-defendant, according to online court records, recently rejected a plea agreement and is scheduled for a jury trial next year. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
27 hours after an attempted armed robbery of a West Bryan convenience store, it was reported to police. Bryan police received the report Monday morning at 6:20 of the incident that took place Sunday morning at 2:45. This was at the Fast Start C store on West Highway 21 across the street from the Brazos County Engineer's Office. One of two men who entered the store displayed a gun and demanded money, but the men ran away before completing the robbery. No money was taken and no one was hurt. Bryan police has also released a pair of videos in hopes of catching suspects in two crimes. One is the November 3rd armed robbery of the Town and Country convenience store on Texas near Highway 21. The other is a burglary of the Daylight Donuts and Briarcrest Cleaners at Boonville and Copperfield on September 11th. The videos and contact information for all three crimes are online at WTAW.com. A 28-year employee at the Texas A&M system is now part of the leadership team at the flagship campus. Kevin McGinnis, who is A&M's new Chief Risk and Compliance Officer, will be part of the president's executive cabinet. McGinnis had been the system's executive director of risk management and employee benefits. More information about the new position is online at WTAW.com. A free tire disposal event is taking place at the Brazos County Expo this Saturday from 10 until 2. County Commissioner Irma Cawley received grant funding to organize what she calls tire amnesty.
I'm hoping we'll be able to fill up a trailer.
There is a limit of 4 tires per person at the event, which is limited to Brazos County residents and not commercial customers.
We don't have facility to wash the tires, so we're asking them to clean the debris out of the tires and bring them on.
Cawley says the drop-off is on the Expo's Rock parking lot where the carnival sets up during the Brazos Valley Fair. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 51 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. One more look at your local news at 8:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
American Lube Centers, fast, friendly service, now celebrating 9 years in business. Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. Come check out our anniversary specials at Tower Point and College Station. Let us clean up your vehicle for the upcoming holidays. You don't want your family to see a dirty car. To thank you, we are slashing our pricing so every car can get dressed up for the holidays. Need an oil change? Get a free car wash. American Lube Centers, our priority is you. Every customer, every vehicle, now 9 years in business.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, award-winning in the best of the Brazos. Home to over 8 acres of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Invite you to buy now and save now on great Kubota products. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L4701F 47.3 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, and a 5-foot box blade with teeth. Plus a $500 instant rebate and a $500 two implement rebate, all for only $22,195. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best when it comes to customer service. Be sure to ask about zero down and 0% financing on most new Kubota products. Trade-ins welcome, free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. For a huge selection and great prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, take a short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Track.
There you go. It's 8:12, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about their club memberships for year-round discounts on service and repairs at MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference.
As promised, the cold front's pushed through the region. It's gotten rid of the cloudiness. It's also gotten rid of the warmer temperatures. It's going to be a little bit cooler today, but we'll have lots of sunshine. Should be a good travel day around the state. All that sun leading to a high of 60 or 65, it'll be breezy. Clear cold tonight, 35 to 40. Nice Thanksgiving day coming up. Lots of sun, a little bit milder, 65. Clear tomorrow night, lows near 45. And it's sunny, warmer Friday with a high of 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Yep, so there you go. I got a little Peter Gabriel for you this morning.
Yeah.
All right. You know, you were in saying Thriller, that made a lot of sense because that got shown a lot. And of course, around Halloween and on Christmas Eve, I think they played it like 4 hours straight or whatever.
Christmas Eve?
Yeah, I think they did 1 year. Yeah. Well, because it was such an event. I mean, that whole Thriller thing was, because it ran 7 or 8 minutes.
Yeah, it's like a movie.
Yep, big deal. But anyway, so there you go. It's but a little Peter Gabriel.
Nothing wrong with that.
Any little Genesis stuff is okay. All right, so now we have more eating advice for you.
Okay.
According to experts, if you really want to enjoy Christmas dinner.
Thanksgiving.
That too. The food you should make
one just trying to skip over Thanksgiving,
yeah,
Scott.
Right. Yeah.
Everybody, yells at
all
me
right.
for putting up Christmas decorations.
Okay, the food that you should want to eat a lot of is salad.
Yeah.
No, and here's
I
why.
Don't even Here, have salad at okay. Thanksgiving.
Really?
I don't think so.
Okay, all the Thanksgiving foods are very rich and usually salty and creamy. So that's all you're eating. Eventually, your mouth just gets bored with those flavors.
Okay.
So you need to come up with something different.
Salad.
The balance is salad. Have I convinced you?
No.
No, you think so. Anyway.
I've had like a broccoli salad.
As long as it's raw, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It refreshes your mouth.
Okay.
They say.
I mean, that makes sense. Yeah. But you're just, you know.
Whatever.
Still takes up space.
Well, the thing is, though, part of the Thanksgiving meal is the conversation, having people sitting around the table, right?
Sure.
Talking about stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, talking about all kinds of stuff.
That's it.
How good the salty, creamy food is.
That's it. We've got the list of the topics you should not bring up.
Okay.
Trump.
Yeah. That's a smart one.
Personal debt. Health care, the economy, immigration, same-sex marriage, Congress, terrorism, the environment, foreign policy. What? Because I know
I bring up foreign policy all the time.
I know. Everything would be fine if Chelsea just quit talking.
Oh, there she goes. Foreign policy. Foreign policy again. So what do you guys think about foreign policy?
Very
just
very
like
strange.
That.
Yeah, that's
I can understand
I
how people get upset with that.
Yeah, right. I know.
Okay, so now and then to fast forward to Christmas, though, it's okay to do this. Real tree, fake tree. Real tree, fake tree.
Oh.
Zach, what do you do?
We used to have a real tree. Me and my dad would actually me and my dad would drive around in our four wheeler. We had a little trailer. We'd cut our own tree down.
Cross property lies at worth
so
there.
Yeah.
Cute.
And and now that I'm gone, my mom's faking it every year.
Yeah,
But
I did. Yeah, I did that a couple of years with my kiddos. We went out to a tree farm.
Yeah, we did that too.
That's fun. That's a good thing to do.
It depends on if we're going out of state for the holidays. So when we travel to New York to go visit family, we typically do the fake tree. Because we're just not there to take care of it, you know, for like 10 days.
Yep.
And so, but other than that, we would usually try to do a real tree. I'm going to try to do a real tree in my house this year in the living room.
Apparently we are facing a Christmas tree shortage this year.
I heard about this.
Yes. So prices are going to be going up.
And apparently you can blame the recession like 10 years ago.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Because that's what happens. Clearly, these things just don't pop up out of the ground and they're ready to go.
Right.
Because things
Christmas
were,
tree, woo, ready.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. But the ones for this year were probably planted in 2008.
Right.
And as you say, since the recession was pretty well raging for a whole lot of folks, fewer farmers planted them.
Trees.
So we got a simple supply and demand type situation that's going on there. So if you're living that world. Now, and again, I'm at the Grocery-torium the other day, and they've already got them out. I mean, the real ones, guess, with the stand and something.
Does it smell like pine?
No, it didn't. It did not.
That's weird.
And I was a little bit put off by that, because that is one of the cool things, is you can smell that and go, oh, okay, other people have those needles in their house. But, but you're right. That's part of the thing that you really kind of remember, because we've discussed it. Clearly, your olfactory system is the one that generates the most memories, and to be able to smell the trees as you go in makes absolute sense. But nonetheless, I don't know. I think they were $78, you know, for like a
tree.
Yeah, like a 6-foot tree or something.
Oh, I saw some for cheaper than that at a grocery store.
Okay, so
yesterday Monday.
Let me tell you,
I went to a grocery-torium on Monday around 2 o'clock just to pick up regular food to get myself through the rest of the week,
right.
And it was already a madhouse. I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah, well, I went to the
good luck.
I went to the Giant place yesterday, and they were really rocking it. They were because. After all, you have to get that 5 pounds of mayonnaise
because,
you know, it's fine.
For your, I don't know.
I know, for whatever.
What do you need 5 pounds of mayonnaise for?
I don't know. Well, look, they sell it, and so it must work, and so it's a whole lot of something, whatever
it
happens
to be. Well, you put mayo on those turkey sandwiches.
That's probably right.
Ooh, yeah, true, good point.
Now, and a little more science here about Thanksgiving. Okay, we always hear about the turkey being what makes you sleepy, right, afterwards?
Yes.
Tryptophan is what it's called.
Tryptophan.
Okay. Well, truth be told, a researcher says you would have to eat 100 turkeys to get enough tryptophan, about 1 gram, to actually make you sleepy.
To knock you out.
The real issue, not so much what you're stuffing in your mouth, but how much.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
The fact that you eat so much does that.
And the wine.
Yeah. Well, okay, and that too. Now, I got to find... We talked about this lady last year who was on the A&M faculty, and I don't know that we tried to get in touch with her, but we probably ought to again, because she is the one who was able to develop a Thanksgiving meal for the astronauts to eat.
Oh yeah, I forgot that we make all the astronaut food.
Yeah,
at
we
A&M.
Do.
Yeah, yeah.
I was trying to find. I'm sure she's probably not in the office today.
Yeah,
but we could always.
I doubt it.
Well, all right. We'll look and see. In the meantime, while we're talking space, see how I snuck right into that?
Yeah, thanks. Okay.
Space news.
You get my guard down with food.
That's it.
Mike Hughes.
But this one's pretty cool.
All right.
Mike Hughes has constructed a steam-powered rocket out of salvage parts on a five-acre property in Apple Valley, California. And his sole mission is to launch his homemade contraption this Saturday at a speed of roughly 500 miles an hour. And he plans to prove that the Earth is flat.
Okay.
Mad Mike, as he called him.
Mad Mike.
Yep, Mozon exactly. Mike.
I think so. Is scared for sure. He said.
He's scared for sure.
Yep, if you're not scared to death, you're an idiot. It's scary as hell. But none of us are getting out of this world alive. I like to do extraordinary things that nobody else does.
And nobody
in the history of mankind has designed, built, and launched himself in his own rocket.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm a walking reality show.
Oh, okay.
So he's hoping for plenty of cameras to be.
If his Saturday launch is successful, Mad Mike, who says he doesn't believe in science, there you go, next intends to build a rocket that takes him to space so he can snap a picture and see for himself whether or not it's true.
Oh, okay.
So now, this will be much like Snake River Canyon, you know, with Evel Knievel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how he's going to do the rocket. The thing is, he had ABC come out and do like a two-hour pregame show before he launched the rocket on ABC Wide World of Sports. And did I mention that the parachute on the rocket cleared before he'd left the, came out before he'd cleared the launch?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, it was, look, it was Evel Knievel. He was like a wrestler in a bike suit, okay?
True.
I mean, he got promotions going, all that kind of stuff. So we'll see about Mad Mike Hughes. Maybe that'll be on the Ocho. It could be on the Ocho.
When did you say the launch
is again?
It's going
to be Saturday.
Ooh.
Yeah. So it's either watch the Iron Bowl or watch Mad Mike and his rocket.
Well,
right?
You know, tough choice.
If you're an employee and you want to telecommute, well, researchers have got your back. They say it helps the workers' morale and job satisfaction and cuts their stress. They analyzed 46 studies on telecommuting. Researchers found that working away from the office by using computers and cell phones and other electronic gear can have more pluses than negatives for people and companies that employ them. But we can't do that here. So, never mind. But if you can do it, it's supposed to be good for you.
All right.
So, here's the astronaut lady.
Okay.
Her name is Bonnie Dunbar, Bonnie Dunbar. And she is a retired NASA astronaut and a professor at A&M's Department of Aeroscience Engineering. Last year, ABC News talked to her and said that although it comes in a pouch, the dishes taste like your traditional Thanksgiving meal.
Oh, really?
That is so interesting.
Even with the cranberry sauce.
Before a space flight, astronauts go to the kitchen at the Johnson Space Center in Houston and taste test all the food provided.
Oh, that's cool.
Then they decide which meals you want to take. Now, you see, and that's probably good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want them going up there and just finding out right when they're up there. It's not like they can
and they're going, well, everything's
send it back.
Fine except for Harry, who wanted to bring sushi along or whatever it happens to be that you don't like.
Exactly.
Or some, you know, there's probably an astronaut who's wanted collard greens.
Mm.
And you think about that. You open up the pack, you add the water, and now the whole capsule smells like collard greens. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
I've never really thought about it.
Well, I know, but see.
But now I guess.
It gets mixed in with all the other flavors.
Right.
And
I don't know how the filtration system works
I was hungry.
Are you gonna smell collard greens for a week after
ew,
that?
I don't know. Well,
maybe, but what's wrong with that?
That's why I don't go
collard
to space.
Oh.
Love collard greens.
Just another reason to hate space.
That's right. 8:23. All right, on television tonight, it's the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. This is the original classic. Going to be on at 7 o'clock tonight. Okay?
It's the Great Turkey, Charlie Brown.
You're right. iHeartRadio Music Festival, that's on at 7 o'clock tonight on the CW.
Okay.
Part one of a special. It's got Pink and Harry Styles and Coldplay and Chris Stapleton and Lorde and Weeknd and Coldplay.
Everybody.
And Miley Cyrus, yeah. Saturday Night Live, this is a repeat of their Thanksgiving special. That'll be on at 8 o'clock on NBC. Here's that show we had mentioned earlier this week, Lights, Camera, Christmas, Inside Holiday Classics. That'll be on ABC at 9 o'clock tonight.
Oh, I kind of want to watch that.
The host is Peter Billingsley.
Oh,
Ralphie,
really?
From A Christmas
Story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyhow, goes behind the scenes of your favorite holiday films and visits with a number of the stars.
Cool.
And tonight, premiering on Netflix, Godless. Or maybe not tonight. It may be there right now. It's called Godless. This is a 7-part Western miniseries. Revolves around a New Mexico settlement that's governed almost entirely by widowed women.
What?
Oh, that's scary.
Who comes up with this stuff?
I have no idea.
Almost entirely, though, which means that there's an exception.
And the thing is, they list the members of the cast, and they list, I think, one woman. So how does that work?
What?
Michelle Dockery,
uh-huh.
who I guess was on Downton Abbey.
Okay.
Downtown Abbey. Right.
Now, Merritt Weaver may well be a female. I don't know. With a name like Merritt, I'm not sure. So that may be a female. But the rest of them that they say are Jeff Daniels, Jack O'Connell, Sam Waterston, and Scoot McNairy. Well, those are all men.
Yeah.
Yeah, Merritt Weaver is a female.
Okay, so great. Okay, so you got two women and a bunch of guys. So that doesn't sound like that's
Well, you said
they're the
government. They
run it.
Okay. Yeah, so the women are in charge.
That's it.
The guys just randomly stroll upon this compound in the middle of the New Mexican desert.
Not exactly sure how that works. We'll see. All right. Anyway, that's on Netflix. It's 7-part, starts tonight, 8:25.
Howdy. This is Kyle Cassell, your Republican state representative for House District 12, here to wish you all the timeless treasures that this Thanksgiving has to offer you and your family. May you be blessed with the warmth of home, the love of family, peace, and happiness. As we give thanks for our food, friends, and family this year, let us be mindful of God's precious gift to us. May your holidays be filled with His love forever. From the Cassell family to yours, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Political ad paid for by Kyle Cassell Campaign.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit ctwp.com. Today.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. U.S. prosecutors say a member of an Iran-based hacking group tried to extort HBO out of $6 million in digital currency by stealing unaired episodes and scripts of hit shows such as Game of Thrones. An indictment filed yesterday in federal court in Manhattan accuses Behzad Messri of hacking into computer accounts of HBO employees in New York. It says he stole episodes of Curb Your Enthusiasm and The Deuce and scripts of Game of Thrones. Meg Whitman, who oversaw the breakup of Silicon Valley's pioneering companies, is stepping down as CEO of Hewlett-Packard Enterprise. Whitman will hand over the reins of the company to its president on February 1st. Whitman took over in 2011 at the former Hewlett-Packard company. In 2015, Hewlett-Packard was split into two. CBS News and PBS have cut ties to Charlie Rose after several women accused him of sexual misconduct at his PBS interview show. Yesterday, Rose was fired. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a 3-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
I've been watching the news this semester, and all I've seen is fires, earthquakes, hurricanes, and shootings. In the 18th century, John Wesley said, "The best thing of all is that God is with us." Isn't it amazing that that's still true today? That this is still God's world, and the best thing about it is God is still with us. My name is Preston Greenwalt, and I'm the pastor at A&M United Methodist Church. If you're looking for a place where we celebrate that every Sunday morning, come and join us at 8:30, 9:45, or 11 o'clock.
Over the past 24 hours, tech writers have been going crazy over the FCC's plan to roll back net neutrality rules. Here's why all the hype is much ado about nothing. Kim Commando with your Wednesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. The headlines have been extreme. The Washington Post reported yesterday that the FCC's plan would give internet providers power to choose the websites you can see and use. NBC went completely over the edge, asking the question, is the end near for the internet as we know it? The truth is that no one's internet experience got faster on April 13, 2015, when the net neutrality rules were published. Nor will your connection speeds or your ability to go to the website you choose change when they're repealed. All web traffic is not equal. Internet providers can only give you the fastest connection possible when they, not the government, regulate their own networks. Wait a year and you'll see that I'm right. Our tech news and commentary is updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Life happens. With ADT, you can feel safe with an ADT starter kit professionally installed for only $49. Call today and install an ADT starter kit that includes security panel, keypad, key fob, entry and motion sensors, and for a limited time, get a camera included and installed at no additional cost. That's a $449 value installed for just $49.
Requires 36-month monitoring contrast USB and EasyPay activation. Early return fees may apply. Certain marks excluded. License available at ADT.com. Florida EF001121 BZF169.
Get Kim on your phone or tablet with the free Commando app. It's the easiest way to get Kim's great advice and the latest security alerts and breaking tech news on the go. Close to 50,000 people have gotten the app in a few months. What are you waiting for? Download the free Commando.com app for your Apple smartphone and tablet or your favorite Android device. Just search Commando in iTunes or Google Play. It's free. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 51 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. There were four small grass fires on the grounds of Texas World Speedway last night. The chief of the South Brazos County Volunteer Fire Department, Chet Barker, says at least three power lines were knocked down. One was found laying across a semi, which had been vacated by the driver by the time firefighters arrived. Two more power lines were located where the fire was burning. Barker said they had to wait for BTU and Energy to cut power before attacking the fire in that area. All the fires were under control within 30 minutes of the first call. The city of College Station has required most retail and commercial business owners and developers since 2004 to provide some parking for bicycles. A majority of the council at this week's meeting directed staff to reduce some requirements in order to increase options for those who are affected. Jerome Rectorick, who was the only member seeking to let the market determine how much space to reserve for bicyclists, debated John Nichols in his first meeting since returning to the council.
There are too many bike racks going around town, where you have, in my opinion, absolutely no sense to have a bike rack, either have one or have it where it is.
Well, I would have to argue with you that you could make the same argument about parking spaces.
I would agree with that also, sir.
And if they don't want to meet any of the architectural standards, I assume you'd want to do away with those as well, because it's market-driven.
We're combining apples and oranges.
The revised ordinance is expected to include allowing bike corrals, which can hold more bicycles, and setting the minimum number of bicycle spaces based on vehicle parking spaces. Brazos County residents can dispose of no longer needed tires for free this Saturday.
Normally it costs to get rid of tires, so that's why we're calling it an amnesty day. There's no cost. All the services are free.
County Commissioner Irma Cawley received grant funding to host the event at the Brazos County Expo.
We're going to collect the tires at the Expo Center in an area that we normally have the carnival. It's called the Rock Lot.
Brazos County residents can drop off up to four tires Saturday between 10 and 2. The event is not open to businesses. Bryan Police has shared videos from four businesses as suspects are being sought from two convenience store armed robberies and two business burglaries. Those videos are online at WTAW.com. A man who planned to buy marijuana from someone in the parking lot of the College Station HEB store on Texas Avenue tells police he was held up at gunpoint. The victim, who was not injured, waited 1 hour before notifying CSPD about the armed robbery that took place last night around 11. The suspect's description is online at WTAW.com. 11 months following a shooting death west of Bryan, a Brazos County grand jury has issued a murder indictment.
50-year-old Rod Clanton of Caldwell is accused of killing his stepbrother, Stephen Bishop of Bogota, last December near the intersection of Highway 21 and OSR. According to the sheriff's office, the shooting followed an argument involving a family issue. The district attorney's office reported the timing of the indictment was due to the ongoing investigation. Clanton's been out of jail since posting bond 2 weeks after his arrest the day after the shooting. A Plantersville man found guilty of possessing a stolen gun as a convicted felon by a Brazos County District Court jury in August now knows his punishment. DA's office announced 30-year-old John Michael Bell received the maximum 10 years for the crime that took place last December. He was arrested on multiple charges after leading eight Bryan police officers on the chase while he was riding a bicycle without a headlight at 2:30 in the morning. Bell has been in jail since his arrest, requested a pre-sentence report, which delayed his sentencing until last Friday. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 51 degrees. You can text us any time of the day, traffic alerts, news tips, other stuff, photos and videos, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, award-winning in the best of the Brazos. Home to over 8 acres of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Invite you to buy now and save now on great Kubota products. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L4701F 47.3 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, and a 5-foot box blade with teeth. Plus a $500 instant rebate and a $500 two implement rebate, all for only $22,195. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best when it comes to customer service. Be sure to ask about zero down and 0% financing on most new Kubota products. Trade-ins welcome, free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. For a huge selection and great prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, take a short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Hi, this is Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Attention homeowners and renters affected by Hurricane Harvey. If you need more information about the FHA Disaster Relief Program, the 203H that allows homeowners and renters unbelievable opportunities for home ownership after the devastation of Hurricane Harvey, call me, Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Remember, this program allows you, the borrower, to rebuild or purchase a new home if you own or rented in the federally declared disaster areas with no down payment and only a minimum credit score of 600. I also have down payment assistance programs and tax credits available for anyone wanting to purchase a home, even if you weren't affected by Hurricane Harvey. Remember, you get to choose your lender. So please don't hesitate to contact me, Janelle Carver, or my team at Cornerstone Home Lending to see what you can qualify for. NMLS 208153. Cornerstone Home Lending, a faster, better way to mortgage.
Hey, let's check some weather, shall we? It's 8:38. The headphones don't work this morning. Don't put the headphones on. I don't know why. I don't know. And you know, I've only worked here for like 35 years, and I don't know why they don't work. But that's the congressman was in, and I couldn't make them work for him. So anyhow, But you'll hear everything I say to you, so it'll work out all right. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
High pressure located in eastern Nebraska in control of our weather for today. It's clear to our skies, resulting in sunshine for today. We're breezy, we're cooler, 60 to 65 through the afternoon. Clear, chilly overnight, 35 to 40. A sunny Thanksgiving day with temperatures near 65. Clear tomorrow night, lows will drop down to about 45. It's going to be sunny on Friday, and highs Friday will be anywhere from 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Okay, I fixed the headphones, so I know Mr. Downs is out there gripping the steering wheel going, why can't he fix the headphones? I fixed the headphones. All right. I'm sorry. I apologize to the congressman. I didn't have them ready for him, but I do. Carl Mooney's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm well.
Well, good. Let's talk a little bit about y'all had some presentations having to do with earlier this week, having to do. Well, first, you swore in a returning face.
We did. John Nichols is back. John Nichols, of course, ran unopposed, and he is now sitting in the seat that Julie Schultz has kept warm for him for the last year.
Okay.
And I'm glad John's back. He's got a lot of skill, particularly on the economic side. So a welcome return to the College Station City Council.
And then a new member who is new to the council but probably has had some inner working knowledge of what has been going on, and that's Blanche Brick's husband.
Right, and Blanche gave her husband, as he was stepping up to take her seat, a sign, and it simply said, no whining.
Had an H in it?
It had an
okay,
H in
right,
it,
okay,
yes.
All right, okay.
The other comes without the H, comes after you go home.
Yeah. And well, but and didn't really take long to begin a discussion, at least for returning member Nichols, and we've been running the audio this morning,
right,
having to do with bike racks. And, you know, when, as you stand back and look at bicycle racks and you go, man, they spent a heck of a long time about that. That is really only the tip of an iceberg of what we're talking about when it comes to development and how things are going to be looking in College Station in the future.
Right. You know, the bike rack question came up. There are some places where, of course, go back a little bit. In our ordinance, we do require bike racks for certain businesses, but come on, in certain places it just doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. My point in the discussion, Mr. Nichols and I agreed on this, is that there's some places where it just doesn't make sense. For example, right off of North Forest here in the feeder road, those businesses there have bike racks. And our staff had tried to get some responses by phone and surveys and so forth. And when that proved to be fruitless, they actually went out into the field and saw and observed. And they noticed that there were some locations, such as where the College Station City Employee Clinic is located there at North Forest and the Feeder Road, where the bike racks just simply aren't being used. And so they're taking up needless space. But yet there's other places where you have limited space, say, on a sidewalk. And does it make sense to do that when perhaps there's more parking spaces than are actually being used by that business? And so a bike corral, if you will, could be used where you put the bike stands right there in what was otherwise designated as a parking space.
Mm-hmm.
That reduces the cost for the business because you don't have the additional concrete and such. And you're using space that's not going to be an obstruction to pedestrians and so forth. So we're looking at some other ways to come about still meeting the needs where bicycles are being used, but not necessarily where they are being required for everyone in every location.
Well, and that probably makes sense because when you start making hard and fast rules, geography changes, there are geographic shifts that change.
Absolutely.
Climate, all of those things have to do with whether or not somebody's going to bike to whatever that location is, because
mm-hmm.
that location may be one thing now. 3 years from now, it may be something completely different. So I like the idea that y'all are doing that. But that also is just part of the entire development ordinance that you are, once again, trying to tweak and shave corners off and do what you can.
Exactly. You know, and you mentioned development ordinance, and, you know, we were looking at suburban commercial as well. That's something that just hasn't worked. The restrictions have been too restrictive for builders to be able to go in. And suburban commercial was designed to create somewhat of a buffer between general commercial and residential. And the idea being it's a little softer, a little kinder to the residential neighborhoods with some additional buffer areas. And we, one of the things we came back with was, do we really need 20 feet or is 15 feet going to be adequate? Well, with certain kinds of trees and shrubbery and such, 15 feet is probably going to be just as good as 20 feet. And there's some other things, flat roofs versus pitched roofs. You know, what do we really need to do? We've got a good example over here on Emerald Parkway as it leads into Emerald Forest, where you've got a mix of flat roofs and pitched roofs. And you know what? Flat roofs, when you do them properly, when you have the facade so it goes up high enough that it hides all the air conditioners and other things that are up on the roof these days, it can still be quite attractive. So we're working on that as well.
Well, and I had Kelly Templin, city manager, was in last Friday. One of the things we did not discuss with him, but again, since it's been about a month, I guess, they've started moving dirt on the new HEB over on Welborn Road. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're bracketed by two state roads there, which makes it difficult for you as a city to do anything else. But address, if you will, the other challenges that you see as that traffic pattern is going to change dramatically a year from where we are now.
Well, you know, in a separate meeting I was and that I just attended yesterday, the Chamber Transportation and Mobility Committee, we were talking with Dan Rudge. Of course, that's a municipal planning organization. And he presented to us the ingress and egress that TxDOT has approved for that site, as well as some additional changes that will be made to accommodate that. I mean, you're talking a 103,000 square foot HEB. That's a big store, and that's only one store for that 76 acres. So with that in mind, we're going to have quite a bit of traffic going in and out of there. Much of it, because of where it's located, is going to be young folks who aren't as quite experienced drivers and perhaps don't know the area, at least initially, quite as well. So it's going to be important that we have some very simple, easy-to-recognize ways to get in and out. And TxDOT is working on that right now, and they've come up with some preliminary designs.
You know, there, if you would address the situation, because you're going to close Kane Road, which is a road which is used very regularly to cross those railroad tracks, and that's fine. It's a private road that people have been able to use.
Yeah.
But what are the options that the College Station is going to have, because you have the barracks and you have all those other developments on Extended Holloman out there that are going to want to get over to that grocery store or just generally get to Welborn.
Sure.
What are the options going to be there?
Well, you know, and when you start talking about options and you're talking about farther-reaching options. General Parkway, for example, that goes through the barracks. Right now, we are in the process of acquiring property that will extend General Parkway up so folks will not have to go up to Dowling or all the way down to Rock Prairie Road. That's going to be helpful. It will also be helpful then for those businesses that are already along the old Welborn Road that is parallel to the tracks that would otherwise suffer with just the simple closing of Kane Road. Now, of course, Deacon becomes the new way to get in and out of there also, so because that'll have a railroad crossing as well. And
are you going to say that there'll be a crossing at General across the railroad tracks? Or
No. General's too far in.
Okay, all right.
Too far west of the tracks, all right? But Deacon will be
where
the railroad crossing
is. Right? Okay.
And that will eventually be signalized, so there'll be some, because that's a heavier trafficked road already coming through Southwood Valley and so forth, the general area. But and then there's going to be additional changes down at Holloman and 2818.
Mm-hmm, right.
And those are some exciting changes. You know, anyone, I would hope you would get on the MPO's website and take a look. They have some very convincing videos now of some things that we haven't done before here in College Station. You know, right now, that intersection, for example, uses one traffic controller.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Oh, my gosh. When that breaks down, it's like taking a 500-piece jigsaw puzzle before you even create the border and trying to figure out where do we go from here.
Sure.
Right? But now it's going to have three. And you're not going to be able to make a left coming out of Holloman onto 2818 from either direction.
Right.
All right. Instead, you're going to go down. You'll have as many as four lanes at one point, and you'll be able to come around. There'll be a traffic light. There's a long queue that will be set up, and it's just going to help in both directions up and down the road. Now, of course, way down at 60 and Welburn Road, 2154, mm-hmm. Or 2818, I'm sorry. We've got that that same kind of new configuration going in. It's going to take a little getting used to because people are going to be thinking, wait a minute, did we just simply change? Am I now driving on the right side of my vehicle?
Incorrect side of the road. Yeah, it's going to be different. Okay. Townies, just stay away. Okay. If you know an alternate route, then that's the time to do it. Finally today, I did want to talk to you. I haven't specifically asked you why you abstained when there was a discussion about where we're going to put City Hall. You decided to abstain.
You know, it was interesting. That discussion came right after the police station discussion. Mm-hmm. And in that police station discussion, there was a lot of talk about cost. Well, nobody talked about cost. They were just talking about location with City Hall. And I felt that the discussion was a little bit premature, number one, because we didn't really have any figures in front of us. And we had just been somewhat critical of the folks that presented the police station opportunities for change and the new facade and so forth, because we didn't have all these figures. So I felt that much of the comments and concerns were more opinions and anecdotal than they were factual. I would prefer to vote on a item when I have facts in front of me rather than I think it would look nice here. And that's what it came down to. I mean, we had some sentiment there that, you know what, City Hall's always been here. It's across from the university. That's nice, too. Yeah. Somebody else was talking about the grove of trees that still remains.
I felt it made me feel like it was a fifth grade class where there wasn't really a question in there any place. Somebody just wanted to tell a story, right?
There you go. There you go. So, you know, ultimately, we are going to have those facts. Because at some point, the city council is going to have to make decisions based on what is this going to cost, not just in the short term, but in the long term. And how will that location best suit our needs so that 30, 40 years from now, we're not going like, what were they thinking?
Well, Carl, anything else we want to cover this morning?
You know what? It'll be beyond December 1 before I get here, but we've got Christmas in the Park coming up on December 1. And some of your folks might have actually taken a drive up and down Krennic Tap or even just on the bypass and seen that the lights are on at night. It's real pretty.
Yep.
We've gone all LED this year.
Very good.
So,
okay.
You know, we have one councilman who wanted us to reduce our costs for Christmas lights, and
That was shouted down.
Yes, it was quite. Yes, so the Grinch was not able to come and do that for this year or any future year. I can assure you, at least as long as I'm mayor. And the lights are beautiful. We'll be having a celebration on the 1st, and of course, we continue the Christmas in the Park celebration on December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Right, okay. Well, have a good Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you soon.
The same. Thank
All right.
you.
You bet. That's Carl Mooney. He's the mayor of College Station.
Howdy, this is G. Guerrieri, head soccer coach of the SEC champion Texas Aggies. I'm hosting a charity golf tournament to help kids here in the Brazos Valley, and I hope you'll get your friends together and come play golf with us on December 11th at Traditions Club. Just go to CoachG.com and click on the golf link to play in the Cavalry Youth Charity Golf Classic, presented by Accenture and Bryan Broadcasting. Thanks and gig 'em.
November is National Hospice Month. Hospice provides heartfelt end-of-life care by supporting patients and families in handling the medical, emotional, and social aspects of a life-limiting illness. Hospice Brazos Valley has welcomed the invitation to serve for 28 years. You, the community, make this possible. In recognition of National Hospice Month, Hospice Brazos Valley would like to thank the community for its generous support. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise. To learn more, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org.
7 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Mr. Downs here yet?
I haven't seen him.
Is he coming in today?
I don't know that he is.
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I think it's not
a staff holiday.
He's the boss. He can do whatever he wants.
I guess that's probably right. So as a Washington State woman had some...
I
was going to do that, then I went, oh, no, I remember why I hadn't done that story yet. So that's fine. So, all right. They're going to be really nice Thanksgiving meals. Then there's apparently really expensive ones, which doesn't necessarily mean that that's the same thing.
Okay.
The Old Homestead Steakhouse in New York City is open tomorrow and serving the most expensive Thanksgiving dinner in the country. If you want it, it'll run you $76,000.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Turkey is a $105 a pound turkey because it's covered with rare spices and comes with a slab of imported Japanese bacon.
Okay.
Mm, bacon.
Well, I understand.
I mean, but we have great bacon here. Why do you need Japanese bacon?
Why do we need Japanese
and
bacon?
And why are they so such expensive, the little piggies?
Hello.
Hey, the mayor said the city has always been where it is now. I bet you remember when it was somewhere else.
Well, the city hall, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. The city hall. Actually, city hall's been two different places, but yeah, that's true. He was basically, I think, speaking about the city. Probably didn't mean exactly the city hall. All right, so anyway, in the meantime, we got that. Here's the reason. It has a glaze made of oranges that cost $75 each and a special reserve of Grand Marnier.
Oh.
Yeah. Grand Marnier.
Yeah, I knew if I said that, Chelsea be in.
I have no idea what that is.
Grand Marnier. It's it's pricey liqueur. The sweet potatoes are served with Caspian Sea caviar that's $1,600 an ounce.
Mm.
The mashed taters made their way from Sweden, and they also have moose cheese with them. I'm just saying.
Moose cheese.
What is
moose cheese?
It's cheese.
Can you
I
milk
guess
a moose?
Made with. I'm not going to. Not going to try it.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I got to head out to moose cheese.
That's right.
Head out to the barn and milk my
goat
moose.
Goat cheese is made with goat milk.
The dinner also comes with tickets to see Hamilton, so that may have something to do with it.
Oh, okay.
They have Hamilton on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, well, I guess.
Well, or maybe just tickets for a later show.
Tickets for a later show. Okay, that's it. All right. So,
can you milk?
Now. What they have, and what did you find?
Let's see. It takes 2 hours to milk a moose.
Oh, well,
but each moose produces a gallon of moose milk each day.
Well, what do you have to food?
Cheese
you have to lull
is so
up to sleep.
It says that cheese is so expensive because the moose can only be milked for 5 months a year.
Oh, well, now that makes perfect sense.
And
yeah.
There are some that are only, you know, tame enough to allow milking.
How do you domesticate a moose? I mean, first off, you got to get a feral moose, right? And then somehow, like, treat it and tame it. And
I think we just call it a wild moose.
A wild moose.
A feral moose.
Well, you can call it a feral moose. It's the same thing. What does feral mean?
Wild. You were talking about, feral rabbits earlier.
In a wild state, especially after escape from captivity or domestication.
All right. Okay. All right.
It's kind of like, would you give a mouse a cookie?
Yeah. Would you give a moose a cookie?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deakin by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Okay, so what is tomorrow's the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, right? That'll be cool. You know,
yes.
A lot of neat stuff.
You know,
did you get my text?
I did. I saw that.
Okay.
It's a dachshund balloon. Is that right?
Yes, it's a dachshund balloon.
Yes.
And apparently, back in 1929, rather than store it, parade officials released the balloon into the air at the conclusion of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Is that awesome or what?
That's awesome.
That is really
neat. I was just, you know, standing around in New York somewhere and I looked up and there was a giant floating dachshund, I would be so excited.
That'd be cool. It'd be kind of fun. It would.
Oh, okay. You guys are cute.
All right, so what else did we find? Anything else about moose milking? We're done.
No, we're done. It just has a high protein content.
No, it's all right. Don't worry about that. Okay, so at Macy's flagship store, on 34th Street in New York, a chance to sit on St. Nick's lap is by appointment only this year for the first time ever. Eager families can go online now to sign up for a time slot for 30 minutes to 5 days in advance. No walk-ins are allowed. Admission is free to the Santa Herald Square. I fixed it. I fixed it.
Oh.
What? I'm just
it's
what?
It's a Thanksgiving miracle.
It is.
It's Mr. Downs.
Sort of. I came in to check the headphones since the congressman didn't have headphones this morning.
And well, somebody had turned down one of the volumes.
Oh, no. Here. Someone had turned a knob? Whoa. Someone you had to turn the volume up? Holy cow, Scott. You have depths of technical adeptness.
You know, we were
having a really nice,
fun, loving show.
It is Thanksgiving after all.
And then you come in.
You come in.
He's just upset we're not going to be here tomorrow.
You know, Scott, I'm most thankful for is the fact that all three of you show up every day and I don't have to. And that today you learned how to turn the volume up on headphones. These are a few of my wonderful things.
Yeah, right.
Snowflakes on kittens and volume controls twisted.
Thank you. Yes. All right. Anyway,
don't forget the moose milk.
Yeah. And moose milk.
So anyway, no walk-ins allowed at the Macy's in Herald Square.
Yeah. Maybe our Santa, who is in Bryan College Station, should have appointments only.
Well, I like the idea of the appointment because then what a great opportunity. What is the prime age for a child to sit on Santa's lap?
Oh, about 4.
Okay. Yeah. So by the age of 4, they're learning entitlement.
They get too heavy after that.
Yeah. They're learning entitlement already.
Yeah.
My mom got me a reservation.
Here. That's true.
And the chauffeur is holding my hand while I go see Santa. So.
Yeah.
All right, you got 5 seconds.
No. That's all. I just. God
Happy
bless us, everyone.
Thank you, WDMC College Station, Brian.